Indeed, an obvious question that the administration should answer is, has the Obama administration ever armed ISIS? Has the administration given lethal weapons to ISIS? We are doing so to rebels who are fighting alongside ISIS in Syria. And it's an obvious question to ask whether we have in fact armed these radical Islamic terrorists as well. ISIS is much more than a local or even a regional threat. They are among the worst of the radical jihadis who attacked us on September 11th, 2001, and again on September 11th, 2012. They are so bad, in fact, that the, quote, core al-Qaeda, as President Obama likes to call the terrorist cells in Pakistan and Afghanistan, have renounced them. Their goal is to establish a new Islamic caliphate in the Middle East and Northern Africa, from Syria to Iraq. And they have publicly announced that when they achieve their ambitions in Syria and Iraq, their goal is to move on to Jordan, to Israel, and to the United States of America. Because of their actions and their stated intent, it would seem that a targeted mission to seriously degrade the lethality of ISIS could well be in the national security interest of the United States. Such an action would not require the commitment of American combat forces, but it would require a commitment from the commander-in-chief that this action would not be merely a symbolic message or an effort simply to perpetuate the al-Maliki government in Baghdad. Instead, it would need to be an expeditious and emphatic demonstration of America's ability to strike at the terrorists at the time and means of our choosing.